Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Mara Steepers from the Salvos.
This week we're talking about some of the difficulties that can arise with overzealous parents in the parent-child relationship. Now, for most of us, our parents represent our first blueprints in the world. They're our first teachers, our first protectors, our first human relationships. We learn so much from the relationship that we have with our first caregivers. And obviously, as we go through the developmental stages of growing, what this means is that the impact, either positive or negative, of our parents on our lives can be magnified a lot of times through those different developmental stages and their constant, often, presence in our lives. What is true for most people because of this is that parent-child dynamics can be relatively fixed throughout the lifespan. So how we interact with people can be, you know, quite fixed throughout our lifespan, and can also, unfortunately for some people, that can continue to mean that they maintain a parent-child relationship even though they've technically become adult-to-adult relationships. Both parties can actually influence this process. So if this is something that you notice and you'd like to change it, take heed in the fact that there is something that you can do. And part of the ability to change this rests in their implicit predictability. If a pattern becomes a pattern because it's a well-worn path. And so therefore, it can be quite easy when you think about it and actually consider the type of dynamics to see some very common issues, some themes, some tension points. And obviously, if you can avoid those and change the relationship as a result of that, then do that. But even just having the knowledge of knowing how things play out can be really, really important. For the child, that can often mean, you know, some practice with assertiveness, talking about the behavior and the impact that it has. And also, I think really importantly, stating the preferred behavior, how things could be, ideally. And for the parent, I mean, it can also be about being aware about the nature of the relationship, being aware of sometimes their own fears and concerns for their loved one, for their young person or their, you know, their adult child, and how those could be driving different patterns of behavior that may not be that helpful. We see this a lot in the drug and alcohol sector where families often, because the person's not making the greatest decisions, step in and take responsibility for their well-being. And sometimes that actually robs the person of their own autonomy and their own ability to make decisions. It's true for every parent that the goal of parenthood is to raise independent, flexible, and flourishing kids, regardless of the age. And so it's really important to keep in mind whether a certain type of behavior is actually allowing the conditions for that to occur, or whether we may be assuming more responsibility and actually preventing them from growing. So, parent yourself this week with Mind Games.